Cardinals will meet today to decide the date for Pope Francis's funeral, starting a process that will culminate in the election of a new Catholic leader within 3 weeks. Pope Francis died at his home in the Vatican on Monday, age 88, after suffering a stroke. Strike action continues today at Belgium's National Railway Company, with potential delays and cancellations on train routes between Luxembourg and Belgium. A strike began at 10 p.m. yesterday and will last until 10 p.m. tonight, the Luxembourg National Railway Company confirmed. Fans of shooting stars may want to set their alarm clock tonight, as the bright fireballs may be witnessed in abundance overnight in the skies over Luxembourg. This is because the Lyrid meteor shower, which occurs every April, is set to peak tonight. In other news, a Ukrainian delegation will be in London on Wednesday for ceasefire talks, as European and US officials press for a halt to Russia's invasion. The talks will be a follow-up to a meeting held in Paris last week. And ahead of the 2026 Oscar ceremony, the rules are set to be tightened to ensure more informed voting. Oscar voters will be required to demonstrate that they've watched all the films in each category before they cast their final ballots. For more on these stories and for the latest news, head to today.lu. It's a very cloudy morning, with temperatures reaching 7 to 9 degrees. Showers are expected in the afternoon, with values rising to a maximum of 17 degrees.